Esta es la lección 8 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1. Escuche esta conversación.
Peter
está en un restaurante con
Katie.
Dentro de algunos instantes,
Peter
le va a hablar a la mesera, a quien él se dirige llamándola simplemente
Miss. Katie, would you like to eat now?
No thanks, Peter. Not now. But I'd like to have something to drink.
Okay. What would you like to drink?
I don't know. Some wine? No, some beer.
I'd like some beer, too. Miss, 2 beers, please. What? Something to eat? No, not now. Later, please.
En esta conversación, usted oyó al hombre pedir
2 beers,
lo que quiere decir 2 cervezas. Escuche otra vez.
Katie, would you like to eat now?
No, thanks, Peter. Not now. But I'd like to have something to drink.
Okay. What would you like to drink?
I don't know. Some wine? No, some beer.
I'd like some beer, too. Miss, 2 beers, please. What? Something to eat? No, not now. Later, please.
Así se dice almorzar. Escuche y repita.
To have lunch. 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 Have. Have. To have lunch. To have lunch.
¿Cómo se dice almorzar?
To have lunch. To have lunch.
Aunque almorzar no es una expresión común en el español de México, vamos a utilizarla para enseñar la expresión en inglés.
To have lunch.
Diga, a mí me gustaría almorzar.
I'd like to have lunch.
¿Y cómo se dice, me gustaría comer algo?
I'd like to have something to eat. I'd like to have something to eat.
¿Cómo le pregunta usted a la señorita si le gustaría comer ahora?
Would you like to eat now? Would you like to eat now?
Contéstele. Sí, me gustaría almorzar.
Yes, I'd like to have lunch. I'd like to have lunch now.
Pregúntele dónde le gustaría almorzar.
Where would you like to have lunch? Where would you like to have lunch?
Pregúntele, ¿en un restaurante?
At a restaurant? At a restaurant?
Contéstele, no, en el hotel.
No, at the hotel. No, at the hotel.
Trate de decir, en el hotel de la calle este.
At the hotel on East Street. At the hotel on East Street.
Dígale, a mí también me gustaría almorzar.
I'd like to have lunch too. I'd like to have lunch too.
Pero más tarde.
But later. But later.
Diga, me gustaría comer algo.
I'd like to have something to eat. I'd like to have something to eat.
En el hotel en la calle este.
At the hotel on East Street. At the hotel on East Street.
Diga, me gustaría almorzar.
I'd like to have lunch. I'd like to have lunch.
Pregúntele si a ella le gustaría beber algo ahora.
Would you like to have something to drink now? Would you like to have something to drink now?
¿Cómo le contesta ella? Sí, me gustaría.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Ahora pregúntele, ¿qué le gustaría beber?
What would you like to drink? What would you like to drink?
Pregúntele, ¿qué le gustaría beber?
What would you like to drink?
Y ahora pregúntele si a ella le gustaría beber algo.
Would you like to have something to drink?
Pregúntele cuándo le gustaría beber algo.
When would you like to have something to drink? When would you like to have something to drink?
Pregúntele qué le gustaría beber.
What would you like to drink? What would you like to drink?
Pregúntele otra vez si le gustaría beber algo.
Would you like to have something to drink?
Pregúntele si le gustaría algo de cerveza.
Would you like some beer? Would you like some beer?
Él pide dos cervezas. Escuche y repita.
Two beers, please. Two beers, please.
¿Cuál es la palabra para dos?
Two. Two.
Hay dos palabras en inglés que suenan como
two.
La palabra en inglés también y la primera parte de
two have.
Son dos ejemplos que usted ya conoce. Estas tres suenan igual, pero se emplean de maneras diversas. Así que usted no podrá confundirse. Ahora diga otra vez, dos cervezas.
Two beers. Beers. Two. Two beers.
¿Cuál es la palabra para más de una cerveza?
Beers. Beers.
Escuche y repita el contraste entre una y más de una cerveza.
Beer, beers. Beer, beers.
Diga dos cervezas, por favor.
Two beers, please. Beers. Two beers. Two beers, please, miss.
La palabra o en inglés es
or.
Dígala.
Or. Or. Or.
Ponga atención al sonido al final de esa palabra. Diga otra vez la palabra o en inglés.
Or. Or.
Ahora pregunte, ¿le gustaría algo de cerveza?
Would you like some beer? Would you like some beer?
¿O algo de vino?
Or some wine? Or some wine?
Diga algo de vino.
Some wine. Wine. Some wine.
Me gustaría algo de vino.
I'd like some wine. I'd like some wine.
Diga, quiero.
I want. I want.
Ahora diga, no quiero.
I don't want. I don't want.
Ahora, ¿cómo se dice me gustaría?
I'd like. I'd like.
Me gustaría algo de vino.
I'd like some wine. I'd like some wine.
¿Cómo se pregunta? ¿A usted le gustaría algo de vino?
Would you like some wine? Would you like some wine?
Conteste, no, se lo agradezco.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Diga, me gustaría algo de cerveza.
I'd like some beer. I'd like some beer.
Diga, dos cervezas, por favor.
Two beers, please. Two beers, please, miss.
Pregunte, ¿vino o cerveza?
Wine or beer? Wine or beer?
Diga, no sé.
I don't know.
Diga, lo siento, no entiendo.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Pregúntele a la señorita qué le gustaría comer.
What would you like to eat? What would you like to eat?
¿Qué quiere comer usted?
What do you want to eat?
Ahora, escuche y repita la pregunta, ¿qué quiere hacer usted?
What do you want to do? Do. To do. What do you want to do?
¿Cómo se dice hacer en inglés?
To do. To do.
Usted ya ha empleado
do
en forma interrogativa. Note que en esta frase la palabra tiene significados diferentes y que ambas formas se encuentran en la pregunta. Pregúnteme otra vez lo que quiero hacer.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Conteste, me gustaría almorzar.
I'd like to have lunch. I'd like to have lunch.
Pregúnteme, ¿qué me gustaría hacer?
What would you like to do? What would you like to do?
Ahora diga, me gustaría beber algo.
I'd like to have something to drink. I'd like to have something to drink.
¿Cómo se pregunta cuándo?
When?
Pregúntele, ¿dónde?
Where?
Contéstele, en el hotel.
At the hotel. The hotel. At the hotel.
Conteste, en un restaurante.
At a restaurant. At a restaurant.
¿Cómo se dice en el restaurante?
At the restaurant. The. At the restaurant.
Pregúnteme qué me gustaría hacer.
What would you like to do? What would you like to do?
Trate de preguntar, ¿le gustaría almorzar?
Would you like to have lunch? Would you like to have lunch?
Pregúnteme otra vez, ¿qué quiero hacer yo?
What do you want to do?
Escuche y repita la respuesta, me gustaría comprar algo.
I'd like to buy something. Buy. To buy. To buy something. To buy something. I'd like to buy something. I'd like to buy something.
¿Cómo se dice comprar en inglés?
To buy.
¿Y hacer?
To do. To do.
Pregúnteme, ¿qué me gustaría comprar?
What would you like to buy? What would you like to buy?
Diga, me gustaría comprar algo.
I'd like to buy something. I'd like to buy something.
Diga, en el hotel en Avenida Parque.
At the hotel on Park Avenue. At the hotel on Park Avenue.
A mí me gustaría hacer algo.
I'd like to do something.
Ahora, escuche y repita la pregunta. ¿Con quién?
With whom? 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 With. With. With whom?
Pregunte, ¿con quién?
With whom? With whom?
Ahora trate de decir, con usted.
With you. With you.
Así se dice, conmigo. Escuche y repita.
With me. 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 With me.
Usted ya conoce la palabra
me
de la expresión
excuse me.
Pregunte, ¿conmigo?
With me. With me.
A mí me gustaría hacer algo.
I'd like to do something.
Pregunte, ¿qué le gustaría hacer?
What would you like to do? What would you like to do?
¿Cómo se pregunta? ¿Le gustaría almorzar?
Would you like to have lunch?
¿Conmigo?
With me? With me?
Pregunte, ¿le gustaría comprar algo?
Would you like to buy something? Would you like to buy something?
Diga, sí, me gustaría comprar algo.
Yes, I'd like to buy something.
Me gustaría comprar algo de vino.
I'd like to buy some wine. I'd like to buy some wine.
Diga, ¿pero con quién?
But with whom? But with whom?
Diga, con usted, señor.
With you, sir. With you.
Pregunte, ¿conmigo?
With me? With me?
Sí, con usted.
Yes, with you.
Ahora, intentemos platicar con una señorita. Yo le diré lo que usted debe decirle, pero después que ella le conteste, usted tendrá que responderle. Empiece diciéndole hola.
Hello, miss.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks. I'm fine, thanks.
Pregúntele qué quiere hacer ella ahora.
What do you want to do now? What do you want to do now?
I don't know. And you? Would you like to have something to drink?
Contéstele que sí, que le gustaría beber algo.
Yes, I'd like to have something to drink. Yes, I would.
Trate de preguntarle si a ella le gustaría beber algo con usted.
Would you like to have something to drink with me? Would you like to have something to drink with me?
Yes, thanks. I'd like to, but when?
Dígale, ahora.
Now.
Pregúntele, ¿dónde? ¿En el hotel?
Where? At the hotel? Where? At the hotel?
No, not at the hotel. At a restaurant. At the Park Avenue restaurant.
Pregúntele dónde queda el restaurante Avenida Parque.
Where is the Park Avenue restaurant? Where is the Park Avenue restaurant?
I don't know. Do you know?
Dígale, sí, yo sé.
Yes, I know.
En Avenida Parque.
On Park Avenue. On Park Avenue.
Ahora pregúntele, ¿qué quiere beber? ¿Vino o cerveza?
What do you want to drink, wine or beer? What do you want to drink, wine or beer?
I'd like some wine.
Pregúntele si también le gustaría algo de cerveza.
Would you like some beer too? Would you like some beer too?
No thanks, but I'd like to have something to eat. And you?
Yes, I'd like to have something to eat too. Yes, I'd like to have something to eat too.
Dígale que ahora no. A usted le gustaría comer más tarde.
Not now. I'd like to eat later. Not now. I'd like to eat later.
A little later, okay?
Diga, de acuerdo, un poco más tarde.
Okay, a little later. Okay, a little later.
Dígale que le gustaría comprar algo.
I'd like to buy something. I'd like to buy something.
What would you like to buy?
Dígale, ¿algo de vino o algo de cerveza?
Some wine or some beer. Some wine or some beer.
Dígale, y a mí me gustaría comer algo.
And I'd like to have something to eat. And I'd like to have something to eat.
Diga, me gustaría almorzar con usted.
I'd like to have lunch with you. I'd like to have lunch with you.
I'd like to have lunch with you, too.
Este es el final de la lección 8.
PIMSLR courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.